Factis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
Recognise that tune. Strangely enough, the geezer that put it together, sung it, wrote it, and kind of produced it, I'm guessing, or you may have had help with that, is sat opposite now. So it's great to welcome you back, Simon Whitworth.
Yeah, hi, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, really good. Really good.
It's excellent.
Good to be back.
You seem a lot happier.
Why am I normally miserable?
Well, no, not at all. You just seem like a smiley today. Lots of fun in your life and so on. Lots of good things happening.
Yeah, it's like loads of good stuff happening. Which bit would you like me to talk about first? The gig or the live musical show or which one?
There's so much going on this year, isn't there?
There is. We're playing live again on the 14th of April at Strings, which... It's going to be an amazing show. We played there last year and that went extremely well. But this year, when you do something like that, you always think you're going to do better next time. So hopefully I will, or it could be a complete disaster. Who knows? But we're going to record it and put out a live album. So really looking forward to that. That's on the 14th of April.
The only thing you've got to be nervous about now, I'm looking forward to that. And we'll talk more about the gig. Yeah. The only thing you've got to be nervous about is, will they manage to record it properly this time?
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that on air.
No, but I did.
Yes,
so don't worry.
Well, fingers crossed, we've brought in some people who are specifically going to record it live, so it should be great, and I just hope that I'm on top form.
I'm sure you will be.
Yeah. I get so excited about playing live. It's particularly when I walk on stage. It's one of those. It's one of the few places in life that I'm really comfortable. Is actually on stage, so I can't wait. I just hope we pull a crowd. You'll be going, won't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure,
definitely. Yeah, no, yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it last time.
Good, thanks.
And we should point out that there was a very not a massive amount of time for you and your band to get together and play songs, but now you've obviously had a bit of time to sort of resolve any issues that may have been there.
Yeah.
And now this time around it's going to be even tighter, even better.
Well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But actually. Since the gig, we haven't rehearsed together.
All right, you just put a pin in that one,
haven't you? We haven't rehearsed together, but we've got two rehearsals booked in before we play live again. And also I've written six new tracks to play live, because last time, as you're doing it, you realise that certain tracks aren't working as well as you'd hoped, and so I've replaced them with... more up-tempo tracks, and which are written specifically for live. So I've been working with the bass player Alex, just going through those tracks, because I like to build from the bass up. And so, as I say, they'll be great, and we've got two rehearsals and then we'll be back on stage live.
Brilliant. And you're not dropping the song that I like?
I presumed you like them all.
Of course I like them all. But there was one particular one that you've not actually released, but did it live.
It's Love Can Cry. No, we're not dropping that. That's a fantastic song.
Well, that's all right then. I'll come then.
Okay.
I'll come.
Okay,
look, I've given up hope on the Monkees track.
Yeah, I'm glad you have.
So let's just recap. 14th of April?
Yeah, 14th of April. That's a Friday night.
Strings. Brilliant venue.
Yeah. And I really hope that everyone comes out for it, because it's going to be really good.
How do we book our tickets?
From Strings.
You just go onto the Strings website and you book your ticket there?
Yeah, you could do that, or I'll be outside begging you to come in.
Well, you weren't last time.
No, I wasn't, was I?
No.
I was very casual about it.
Hey, should we play... let's talk about the next project after that. You've got the live stuff coming, which is fantastic, but what else is coming?
Yeah, on the 9th of June, I'm showcasing the musical The Invisible Steps. It's something I've been working on for years and years and years. It's based on a novel I wrote many years ago. And, we're showcasing on 9th of June. What I've done, because I couldn't afford to put on the full production, so I've rewritten the script as one voice, so it's one narration, and then we're dropping in the songs live. So it'll be a live narrator, live vocalist and live band. So it's basically more of a rock opera rather than a full-on musical. One day it will be a massive full-on musical, but at the moment this is how I'm going to present it. It's I'd love the theatrical community to get behind it on the island, because it is new, it is fresh. And if I'm actually still looking for certain vocalists, so if you're male or female, please contact us or look me up on Facebook and do a direct message me, and see if you want to be part of it. Give us a message.
Well, look, I've got to say this. Over the last couple of months, I've seen you out and about. You're doing more live stuff here, there and everywhere. Mm. I see your little face popping up doing songs and stuff. Right. You're doing the Christmas stuff. And I saw you recently somewhere turn up at an event. There's a picture of you. And was it last weekend?
Yeah, it was. I was supporting. There was a book fair on at Key Arts, and they asked me to come along and just play for an hour. It was really good. And basically, I'll do anything. I'll go anywhere.
Well, what was nice and what was lovely and what I was going to about to say is that you there you are, musician, and you know you've done it all and been there and bought the t-shirt, and now you're coming back doing that stuff live again. But now you're reaching out to the the community to help out.
Yeah, it's like as we were talking before we came on air about different parts of your life. I was happy for about 10 years just to write and sort of hide away, and I just suddenly felt the need to put myself back out there, and I'm really enjoying it. It's just, it feels better than it did when I was a child doing it. Honestly, it does. It feels, I feel alive, I feel excited, I'm getting so much more pleasure out of it. So it's all good.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad. And that's probably why when you came in full of smiles and so on, I just think you can see the difference.
Oh, that's really good.
Even more so than last time.
Yeah, I think doing what I've done in the last year or so, it has given me more confidence, because when you lock yourself away and you're just creating, you do sort of become a bit withdrawn from the world. And then when you get back out there and you think, well, actually, this is what I did it for, it does make you feel alive again, and it's given me confidence back as well.
Excellent.
So, yeah, so it's all good.
Tell me about this song we're just about to play.
The Invisible Steps, that's the title track to the rock opera. It's it's basically the journey from Bluebell Wood, which is a floating land. You take the steps there to join the clan, as it were, and when your time is up, you take the steps back to your birthplace.
Right, should we give it a spin?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, we'll play the MP3. Wow. Can I be really honest?
Yeah, go.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
And what is a lovely test, and I do this a lot when I'm doing stuff with young people and they're voicing things, I go and hang my head out the door and half listen and half listen outside.
Right, yeah.
Has it got that effect that you can hear it and work it out if it's on the radio and you're not kind of, you're listening but you're not, if that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was listening to that and listening to you talk about how it all came about, and I could hear that's a musical.
Yeah.
And you can, it's hard to put into words when you hear a song that is from a musical.
Yeah.
when you hear it and you think, oh yeah, that's definitely a musical. Yeah, so, yeah. And I love that. And obviously the first thing I worked out, it wasn't your voice.
No, no.
Wonderful voice.
Yeah, that was a girl called Ellie Price. Bear in mind, this was recorded about 10 or so years ago, that. And it's, I shelved it for many years. And all the vocals that you'll hear, apart from the song Gresham, which was recorded last year, they were all local talent, or they'd been to Platform One. And yeah, she was fantastic. I did actually try and track her down recently to record some more stuff because of her character, but unfortunately she was busy, so what could you do?
That's a shame. You watch when this thing grows, and it's like she'll be like, oh
yeah, yeah, because
oh, that Simon, yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, yeah,
oh, of course I will.
I did make the call, and yeah.
It sounded amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm visualising, you know, the set, the scene, and so on. I don't go to too many musicals. I'm not, I'm going to say I'm not into them, but they're obviously different. But you can see the difference and you can hear the difference. Yeah. But I'm excited.
Yeah, well, when I write from a musical, any character I write for within the musical, it just comes out instantly sounding like a musical song. And I don't really know why that is or where it comes from, but it just does. Equally, when I write for a live show or pop, it just sounds radically different. It's like just two different people inside me writing for two different projects. But the musical stuff is definitely where my heart is. I absolutely love it.
No, I'm really excited for the live event that you're putting on, but also June the 9th, you say?
June the 9th. As I say, it's not a full-on show. It is a showcase. It's showcasing the story and it's showcasing the songs, but it all will be live.
This is at the Key Arts Centre?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And is it just a one-off?
We're hoping to do more once we've got this one right. We're actually hoping to take it to the mainland, to St Albans, because that's where the novel's based at, is St Albans. It's all around the Abbey and the... it's fact and fiction, so we would love to take it there. We'd love to do another one on the island as well, and hopefully, if we can, take it to Edinburgh,
brilliant,
and showcase it there as well. So it's we've got a great deal to do, and it's just whenever you're working on something like this, it's always evolving, it's always changing. There's always new music being written for it. There's songs that I will be putting in that I haven't recorded yet. So it will never, it's one of those things that will never be finished. It will always change.
Well, you're kind of, you know, you're a perfectionist, I know. You know, you'll never finish anything, will you?
No.
It's true, isn't it?
It's true.
How difficult is it to watch? Because I'm guessing if someone else is singing your songs, how difficult is it to, you know, stand back and watch someone else do, you know, what you would normally do?
It's heartbreaking. Particularly if they're foul. Yeah, yeah. It's like, no, I won't use them again. it is hard, but if it's for the musical, it's actually really easy because it helps bring the character to life as well. Mm. But also, as you know, I write for other people. And the next month, there's a record being released. I wrote a song called Obviously. And it's a 16-year-old girl from near Weston-super-Mare, Lily Caddick, I think her name is. I hope I haven't said that wrong. I'm dyslexic, so she must forgive me if I have. She's 16 years old, and she's covered one of my songs. It's a song called Obviously. So when that comes out, I would love to bring that in and for you to hear that. She's got an amazing voice, particularly for her age. So that's exciting.
Fabulous. Now, tell us about Gresham.
Gresham, that's one. There's two principal characters in the show, and one's Jesse Grant and one's Daisy Dreamer, who I will give the plot away. It turns out to be Gresham. Now, she was the last born to Mother Nature, and she was so overwhelmed with her gift of creation. She started sharing it to the humans on the earth below, and it was too much for them to handle. And they started going, as many artists, poets and composers did, they started losing their mind. It's because of her. She gave them too much creativity, and her mother's fury sent Gresham away from Bluebell Wood, and this is Gresham telling her story in this song.
Right, yeah. Should we play it?
Yeah, go for it, yeah. To grow, spread my wings and fly away. I'm just a child, just a newborn, and the reason why melodies are alive, colors flow through your life. If I'm Gresham, how can I hide? If I'm Gresham, how can I survive?
Wow. That's Gresham. Die to Survive.
Yep.
That is taken from the musical that you're putting together, and I've got to be honest with you. Yeah. I almost feel like we shouldn't play anymore, because I don't want to spoil the effect that when you do get it all on show, people have heard it already before, and so on. I just think it's phenomenal.
Oh,
I
thanks.
Think if you can put this together and make this work on a stage, which I'm pretty sure you will be able to, this is going to be up there. This is going to be around for years. I'm just loving this.
Ian, that means the world, because it's years and years of work. And the song you just heard, I wrote last year, so... Which is a relief for me, because I wrote the rest of it about a fair few years ago, and you wonder whether you still can write in the same genre or same frame of mind. But that one came out in about a half hour, and lyrically I'm really proud of that. And the lady that sang it, Hannah Boast, she's from the mainland. She's just done a fantastic job. I recorded initially with a really talented local girl called Scarlett, but I needed it to be pushed further in a key, so I kept her version, but then I got Hannah in. I re-recorded the whole backing track with Guy Page, who did a fantastic job of producing it. I brought Hannah from Norwich, she was living in, and she absolutely just knocked it out of the park. She's got, and she'll be coming, she's actually in the showcase, she's coming down for that. She's got four or five songs to sing in that. So this is the type of quality I want to put on stage to give the musical what it should have, and that is class.
And I think class, it is a classy sound.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. But it's got that sort of stage sound.
It has. The other thing I was realising in the musical, I didn't have anything, because I love cartoons, so I watched that Frozen and the song Let It Go, and I just realised that I haven't got anything that sort of hits people in the face like that, so that made me write this song, because I wanted something as powerful as Let It Go, and this is my... version of that for this musical.
Well, that's when I first heard the track, I thought that is what I've envisaged, and you know, I didn't want to say anything because I felt that you might feel a bit insulted by that.
No, it's a massive compliment. I mean that song Let It Go, it's one of the best songs ever written, without a doubt. It's just fantastic, and this should be up there once this gets to where it's going, which is a hopefully one day Disney. That's the dream, that Disney will take it on, do a cartoon film, musical film, or even a live musical film. It will be up there, and it will last the test of time. The quality is there. And
it is.
Yeah. And
can I make you promise one thing?
Mm.
That when you make it like massive, which I've got a funny feeling this is going to take you to a whole new level.
Yeah.
You will still come back and remember your friends, won't you?
Yeah, luckily I don't have many of them. But of course I will. I'll fly you out to LA.
Oh, wow, I've never been to America, let alone LA.
Nor have I, so we'll go, it'll be fresh for us both.
Oh,
look, yeah.
I could see us now on the cars. Our car will have Simon and Ian on the front, and so on.
Yeah, like Thelma and Louise.
There's another musical.
Yeah.
Should we play another track?
Yeah.
Are you okay to play another track?
Yeah,
no. Give away all your... Because it, honestly, it's phenomenal so far.
Oh, no. Honestly, I love people to hear it. So this song, Delight, there's four sons of evil. They're the creation of the first daughter of Mother Nature. And that she sculpted these beautiful men and put her demons within them. And this is sung by one of her demons, the head demon, the governor, as he is. He's just in the streets of St. Albans, sarcastically looking at snowfall, trying to understand what humanity sees in it, and his frustration of not being able to find Gresham. And this is a song called Delight.
Sometimes I can't quite understand how this covering of white can cause such delight.
We were engrossed. Well, I was, anyway. I was engrossed. You've heard it before.
Yeah.
That was called Delight.
Yeah.
And that's another one from the musical.
Yeah.
That is coming together and going to be at the Key Arts Centre 9th of June.
9th of June. As I say, we're still looking for vocalists for all the parts. Now, obviously, some of them have been taken, but there's many songs which need vocalists. That was actually sung by a chap called Sam Woodford about 10 years ago. I think he's a partner in Specsavers now, you know. I did approach him to see whether he'd come back and do it, but he just doesn't do it anymore, so, which is a shame because I absolutely love his voice.
So how do you fill those spaces now then? Is that what you're reaching out?
Yeah, this is it, and I'm desperate to find... because I know the talent's out there. It's just getting to it and getting them to know that this is actually happening. So I just hopefully people will come forward. I mean, if not, I'll find people. But it'd be nice if people do approach us as well. That'd be brilliant.
What a brilliant project. Mm. And I say, it's just, you know, reaching out to local community and others too. And you just think this is all going to come together in the next 3-4 months. And it's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's going to be huge. It sounds amazing.
It should be. I mean... As I said, ideally, I'd love to be putting on the full production because I know exactly how it should be, but I can't possibly financially do that. And trying to get a local theatrical group to take on something new is really hard because if they take on something like Grease or whatever, it's you've got a captive audience there anyway because people know the story. So... to get people involved and take the chance on something new and exciting, because there wouldn't ever have been a musical like this, ever. This is totally, the concept's new, the sound's so fresh for a musical. You would actually think that people would be knocking down your door to get to it and be part of something at the grassroots stage. But it's not the case at all. So
I'm guessing this gives you an opportunity. This early part gives you an opportunity to hone it, put it in place, make some adjustments if necessary before moving on to bigger stages.
Well, this is it. I mean, even from the time we booked the theatre, the rewrite of the whole project started. So when I'm going through it again and revisiting it, you realise that, actually, that wouldn't have worked anyway. So it's a really good learning process, and it will never, ever stop evolving. And I love that about it, because when you personally create something, no one could tell you what you're doing wrong, what you're doing right. It's your creation. If you want it like that, that's how it's going to be. And I love that. And it's one of those few things in life that no one... can tell you how to be or how to act, what the end's going to be. You are in full control of that project. So that is something that I really, really enjoy.
Fabulous. Mm. Something that the listener wouldn't have heard is the conversation that we had off air during one of the songs, in which you claimed that you didn't wash yourself for 3 months. Sorry to embarrass you.
I'm not embarrassed.
But isn't that normal? Go back to that and tell us the reasons why and what came of it.
Well, I,
Not washing.
No, no. What it was, I was trying to write the script, but I still have to work. And I took a job in London, in the Bayswater Road, and it was a house conversion, a building site. And rather than spend money on digs, I slept in this house, which was pretty creepy because it wasn't properly secured. You're in the middle of London. I slept there for 3 months and on my own. And in that time, I wrote the script by torchlight because I wasn't meant to be staying there. But I saved a fortune on digs, which enabled me then to have money to record. So it was all worth it. And at the time, you don't realise what sort of sacrifices you're making to do what you really believe in. But that's what I did. And that's what I've done for years, is just go the extra mile to make sure I can afford and can achieve this dream. I'm not really sure what the dream is. It's just a creative path.
Right. Do you know what? You've been in quite a few times now.
Yeah.
And I must admit, I've never seen you so enthused.
Yeah.
I know that I love your music anyway. Yeah. I think you're a terrific chap. But I just think this is on another level.
It is. And to be honest with you, when I saw your reaction to it, that changes everything. That's what you do it for. You know in your heart it's good. But sometimes when you've got something really good, it can also attract negativity. But when I saw your face light up with absolute joy listening to it, that actually changes everything. And that's what you realise you're doing it for, is to get that reaction.
Fabulous. Mm. Honestly, are you going to come back soon and tell us how things are going?
Without a doubt. I'll be camping outside.
OK, well, we've run out of time. We've got one more song to play. We're going to play out with that one.
OK.
But I've got another idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you like my ideas.
Okay. Another one I won't take on board.
Don't be like that.
God, they're far away.
The Monkees musical.
Do you know what? It's almost like we're on the same path, isn't it? Because I was going to suggest that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, look, it's brilliant to spend some time with you.
Yeah,
I am so enthused for you as well. And I just think this is so wonderful that I really hope that whatever it is you expect it to be happens, because it deserves it, and so do you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
So tell us about the final song.
Shine Blue. This is a character called Daisy Dreamer explaining to Jesse, who hasn't yet been to Bluebell Wood, what it's like, what the Bellas are like, and how they live.
Okay, thank you. And the tickets are available at Strings for the 14th. It's a live gig.
And they're available now. And also you can buy tickets for the 9th of June. They're available as well.
Fantastic. Brilliant. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And this is Shine Blue.
Yep, cheers. If you come along, you'll make it complete.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.